Hey everybody, it's Robbie Bessner back again with an amazing episode with one of just a guy that's just an amazing guy, philanthropist. He is the son of one of my best friends on the planet. It's Dr. Michael Rankin Jr. And if you talk about the apple not falling far from the tree, then that's Dr. Michael Rankin Jr. falling not too far from his father, who's an amazing healer in his own right. He's just got his father's genes, not just in his DNA, but it's all over him. And he's risen above that and created his own special presence and ways of healing. I want everyone to meet and embrace Dr. Michael Rankin Jr. I call him Michelson. So if you hear me mention that a few times during our interview, it's coming from my heart. Hey, Dr. Michael, can you just do me a favor? And let's give the group, everybody that's listening today, a little bit of your backstory. So how did you decide to get into sort of healthcare, a little bit about your journey, and then bring us up to the kinds of things that you focus on in your practice today?
Sure. I actually spent about 15 years in sales, living my dream of not having to work very hard, making a good living, and with zero or close to it responsibilities, just how I liked it. And then one day I was talking to Dad, and I was off for the winter like I did in this particular job selling construction projects. And I started talking to him about being a little bit bored. He asked me to, if you're bored, why don't you see if you can help me out, with some of my office stuff. I got these people that call in all the time, and I don't know how to, get to them all. I mean, he's worked, probably 12, 14 hours a day at the time, and was just really kind of backed up and just couldn't make it to all these people. So I started calling people and setting up tests and things like that. And he was pretty smart about it and added responsibilities little by little. And within just, the first couple months, I started seeing such unbelievable miracles, physical crushing pain that had been there for sometimes years or decades for these people, from everything from, stage 4 liver cancer to Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, diabetic nerve pain. We're not treating any of these diseases, of course, but when you, like Dad's specialty is focusing on the emotional release work, I specialize a little more on the physicality, so I, after a few months, I mean, literally it was just like 2 months, 3 months, I think I started my own degree, because, once you start seeing those kinds of miracles, it's really pretty difficult to go back to anything else, in all honesty. And I mean, my jaw is still on the floor, Robbie, most days. And I've been doing this over 4 years now, it's like, to me, this is real life magic. I've always been fascinated by magic and things like that, but for me, this is real. When you see somebody who's been in pain for, I had a woman in my office, about 6 months ago, 50 years old, had a headache every single day of her life, all day. And about a quarter of the time, they turned into full-blown migraines that would completely debilitate her and put her in a room, where she had to have an ice pack on her head and couldn't move, And we were able to turn that off. I mean, I asked her, I always ask people, how many doctors have you seen, because this is a 40-year problem. Obviously, she's gone through the whole gamut. And she had told me it was between 70 and 80, if she had to guess. Wow.
Amazing.
And we shut that off in 5 minutes. Okay. Just by moving some electricity around, just some moving some energy around in the body, correcting some blockages, opening up the meridians that were contributing to that. And then poof, it's gone, And I've got, hundreds of stories very similar to that. That, 40 years is probably the longest I would say I'd ever corrected something, but 10, 20 years, it's very common.
All right, let's unpack this, because there isn't a day that goes by that we don't coach and talk to Lyme patients, people in the Lyme community, that when I ask them what are the top 5, top 3 things that bother them, symptoms that are annoying, and pain is either the first or the second that everybody talks about. And so everybody out there that's listening today, we're talking to Dr. Michael Rankin Jr. He's located in St. Louis, and you can get to him by either calling him directly, which is amazing, 314-899-9535, or appropriately named, you can get to him through his directly through his email, painfreelifestl@gmail.com, or go to his amazing website, painfreelifellc.com, or you can find him on Facebook. So, and he has what's unique is sort of a doctor without any boundaries. Like, he will work with you virtually, his activities. So he has a hands-on practice in St. Louis, but certainly you can reach him through telemedicine. That's what I was searching for. And then dial in some of the challenges you have and then work out a plan. So that's kind of, you know, a clinic without walls. You're unbridled in the amount of people you can touch in many different countries besides just the US. So let's dive.
Yeah.
So let's dive into this. You know, you kind of, besides just listening to your dad and seeing, you know, kind of the stories or hearing things that occurred, you had that personal experience yourself of, you know, helping him out in his practice, seeing the miracles that he performed, as well as how the body responds, that inspired you. You got, you know, not only learned from being around, but you also took the great challenge of going to medical school. You became a naturopathic practitioner. Mm-hmm. And now you have your own practice. Yeah. So I know it's multidisciplined, and I know, you know, you picked up all the tricks and all the biohacks and all the synergies of all these hacks and what you do. So let's just talk about pain, because I really, really want to dial in and unpack that for the people listening today. Sure. So, you know, in my experience with the things that we do about pain, there's a concept that's called breakthrough pain. And so, I think it's like a third of America talk about breakthrough pain as it's defined. If it was a stereo and the volume on the stereo went up to 10, breakthrough pain is when you're at 8 or 9, where the threshold of pain is so high that you can't focus on your work, you can't focus on your life, you can't sleep. There isn't a place that you can sit or stand that you feel comfortable. Right. And so you being a specialist and you working miracles, truly miracles in your, by the way, you know what the definition of a miracle is? It's an event that occurs that we can't explain. So in healthcare, you know, when you have a miracle, wow, it's just like, well, we can't put it in a category. We can't pigeonhole it. We can't put a label on it. So you healed because you had a miracle. Well,
you know, Robbie, Western medicine has a special term for this. There's actually a medical term for this. And I hear it all the time from these people who go back to see their regular medical doctors with zero symptoms now after 5, 10, 20 years. And all of them say exactly the same words: spontaneous, miraculous healing.
I love it. I wonder whether that's a billable, insurable event where you can actually, right, the doctor can do that and then bill for it. That would be very unique. So right, let's talk today about pain-free life. Let's talk about, walk us through what that's like when we come into clinic, the kinds of things of techniques that you do, and then give the audience, that everyone watching, just some things that we can do at home just to kind of get started. Inspire us in that way, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So you're right. We do have a lot of modalities in here that we use, energy correction devices, called an Equiscope is probably my main go-to. And we have people, I mean, I've been all over the country traveling to see people, dad too, or they come to us. You know, a lot of people can't travel though, so we will travel to them if we need be. But that is probably the main device that I would use for most pain, because it's been my experience, and it's been over 2 years now that I've had my own practice, and I've worked on it, you know, at least, I don't know, somewhere between 200, 300 people, I guess, if I had to, you know, probably more, but, and 99% of the time, maybe let's call it 98 to be conservative, if they have something, if I tell them to put their finger on the epicenter of the pain, they're going to drop it right on an acupuncture point. Okay. Now, I don't practice acupuncture. I don't know acupuncture. I'm not doing it here in this office, but I do. I'm familiar with the electrical system of the body that we've known about for thousands of years. So why not use it? You know, once I started doing that and realizing that these electrical lines that run all over the body, most of the time they have just some kind of block, you know, so I can, you know, if they're here in the office or I travel to them, I can put, you know, like just an example. I had a woman come in after chemo and radiation for some breast cancer, and it had caused, ever since then, she had these shooting electrical pains going down both of her arms, and it was severe. It was 8, 9 out of 10, you know, and it was all day, every day for like over 10 months. Okay. So she had come over to the office one day, and I started doing a couple of the different modalities. This is in the very beginning. I think this is probably the sixth or seventh person I ever worked on. It was some girl I knew from high school, you know, and I was trying to get some practice hours in. So I put a note out on Facebook and said, hey, you know, you need to have seen at least 10 doctors. I need your pain to be at a minimum of 5 every day. You know, don't bring me some minor ache or pain, you know? And so she came here, and I was trying a couple of the usual things that had worked on the 5 or 6 people previous to her at 100%. You know, and this wasn't working on her. And I was like, you know, I started to get a little embarrassed. And I was like, well, let's think about this. You know, you keep telling me the same thing over and over that it's shooting down your arm. So why don't you show me, right, where this is? I told her to take her finger, put it on the epicenter. And sure enough, she dropped it right on a triple warmer line point. Okay. So I had her take her arm and her finger and run it down her arm and the pathway that it went. Robbie, she literally, and she had never seen an acupuncture at all before. She had no idea where these lines were, where they traveled, but she went exactly down that line. And I was like, well, let's see. Let's stick a plate up here at the one end, right, where it's hurting the most. And then we'll stick one down at the end of that line and see what happens. And 3 minutes, it was gone. Okay. It was like a 0.5, 0.6, she said, but it was like an 8.5 when she came to my house that day. And I get that, you know, some people when they're in extreme pain like that, it will go away. It'll be below one. They say it feels like they worked out a little bit too hard, you know, and then the next day they're a little sore. And most of the time by the next day, that's gone. So that's, amazing. You know, and I've incorporated that for things like sciatic pain. You know, it's been my experience. I mean, 100% of the time so far it's a gallbladder line problem. You know, a lot of times that little point on the side of their butt, gallbladder 30, you know, and then I'll put another one down gallbladder 30 right below their ankle. And you just turn that on, you know, you just flip it on like a switch and boom, their pain is gone. And I've had people for, you know, that the first girl with sciatic pain that I did this on had it for 15 years, again, all day, every single day. And she had been through, you know, 15, 20 different doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, medical doctors. She tried all the drugs. Tried all the massages. She had a couple little devices that would help her for a couple of hours, right? And then it would be back at full blast. And about once a month, it would put her in bed for a few days. And we literally, so it was so funny. When she came out, she had a steroid shot that they gave her many, like 5, 6 years ago, trying to help it. And they had hit a nerve or something and caused an injury right in the middle of her thigh, right? That took me about 20 minutes to fix. But the sciatic pain itself, less than 5 minutes. And it might have been in 1 minute. I just didn't have her get off the table until I was done with the cycle, you know? Wow. And you know, and Robbie, you know, I know we're talking about Lyme, you know, and everybody's got Lyme, right? Everybody's got some Lyme. Well, let me say this. We have never tested anyone that didn't have some Lyme. Not ever, not one time. And we have tested hundreds, maybe thousands of people probably by now, right, over the years. And so like, we have to ask the question, why is this person reacting so badly to it as opposed to this person, right? That's the main question for us. So that's the kinds of things that we dig into, but it's been my experience for people to come with Lyme, because lots of Lyme people have lots of pain, all over body pain. You know, a lot of times it'll be concentrated in the joints and things like that, but I just had a young lady, the loveliest woman, really young too, and so vibrant. She wasn't when she came in, you know, she was, you know, she kind of hunched over, and she was in like 8, 9 out of 10 pain for years and years, you know, Some friend of mine had talked her into giving me a call, and she had told me she didn't believe in any of this. She was just pretty desperate, and told me her husband was really very skeptical as well. You know, I think they were just kind of throwing a Hail Mary. And so they came in. I told her to send me a list of like five, her top five symptoms, you know, because she was going to be here for a couple hours. She was coming in from out of town. And she sent me a list of like, I don't know, 25 or 30 items. Okay.
Wow.
Symptoms. Right. And she left, and I did a laser detox on her, and I did some, about an hour and 20 minutes of some electrical correction work just down her spine. And then I focused in the joints a bit, and she popped off my table pain free. And she left my office symptom free. Okay. For the first time. And I think it was like 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
She left taller, you know, smiling.
Yeah.
It's the little things that really do it for me.
You know, I love how you've walked us through 3 or 4 case studies in the last 15 minutes, which is important because you're really tapping into the authentic shifts that you're seeing and doing in your clinic, that people need to know that this kind of technology is available and they can use it and utilize it. You said that you're not a student or a specialist in acupuncture techniques, but yet you focus on these energy meridians that basically it's sort of a network or a grid that we all have, that the Asian bloc countries, they've been using this, you know, non-invasive form of diagnosis and treatment for thousands and thousands of years.
Literally.
And it, you know, I had some acupuncture about 35 years ago myself before it was actually legal in the US. So it took a long time before it got recognized as a true kind of therapy. And now they do brain surgery and they use acupuncturists, so they don't have to use any kind of anesthesia. And so the person is that they're doing the brain surgery on is very present in the room. And as the surgeon is working on the area, they can respond only because they're anesthetized using acupuncture points to block these meridians. So think about that for a minute. You're talking about a patient that comes in that's expressing pain because they have a block. And here, Western medicine is using the same technique to block a nerve channel so that there's no pain while they're doing a surgery. Right. So what you've done is you've unpacked the other side of that equation. And I just love how intuitively that person was able to show you that great meridian channel that went down. And then what you did using your devices is you basically created there's a few reasons why you have these blocks. One could be emotional, one could be physical, or the hybrid of a little bit of both, right?
Usually is both.
But you've got this little, like, I almost call it a roadway or a highway of nerve endings that connect from your brain, spinal cord, to giving instructions to your muscles, your organs. And that's the way we pass information around in our neurological system. If there is a break in that communication, it's almost like if you were a deep sea diver and you were wearing a skin diver, like an air breathing device on your back, and someone was swimming behind you and they were kind of strangulating that air hose so that you're being strangulated from, or you're not getting all the oxygen you needed. You would be breathing heavy or struggling to get that oxygen in. And now we've got a nerve information that's trying to get from one end to the other end, but it's being interrupted. That signal's being interrupted. And with your techniques, you can make that complete information highway opened up. And then all of a sudden, like you're saying, chronic challenges that have lasted for tens of 20s, 30 years, they just, boom, they're gone because you've made that connection.
That's right.
And I absolutely think it's fantastic. The body does the rest of the heavy lifting. You're just giving it, you're getting it on the road. You're getting it back on the road. I often think that people with chronic challenges, including everyone out there in Lyme lab, it's almost like our GPS, our guidance systems have been turned off somewhere in our body systems, right? Signaling the ability to, see an invader, for the body's own immune system to recognize all the co-infections and the Lyme, bacteria and parasite itself. And so without its ability to do that, it can't really go after it in the immune system, I'm saying, and do its job to protect the body and maintain the integrity of your internal environment. So that's the why some people get it, you know, are exposed, and some people are symptomatic and some people aren't, right? Wow, this is super cool. So we only have a few minutes left today.
Hey, and you know what, and Robbie, real quick, if that's the case, I need to get something in real quick, because, you know, we were talking about being able to do stuff remotely. And so you can actually, there's a trick that I was taught years ago by Jennifer Grammuth, you know, her wonderful doctor. And I had this cough that was chronic, 36 hours straight. I think I might've told you this before, every 5 minutes, right? And I went to see her for this training session that I was doing. And it was, you know, literally every 5 minutes. And this has been going on for 36 hours straight. I think it was a mold exposure, you know? And so she had this app she typed in, an acupuncture app. It's called Points, P-O-I-N-T-S. It's got the little blue and white yin and yang, so you can find it. I think it's like $35 these days, worth every nickel. She took a laser pointer, just a simple little laser pointer, and did these little clockwise circles about the size of a dime on a couple of lung points, one on my wrist and then one lung one here. And I kid you not, it stopped just like that. Okay. So I started using it for other things. I've done it with anxiety, a lot of pain stuff. So just as an example, so a friend of mine has sciatic pain. She would get into a fight with her husband and it would really drive that up, right? And it was one night she was really in excruciating, like 9 out of 10 pain, and couldn't go to bed, couldn't go to sleep, had a long day. She was actually coming to see me the next day, but she was like, she didn't know what to do. It was hurting so bad right then. So I told her to get a laser pointer. She sent her husband out to Walgreens to pick one up. I think they got a cat toy. Okay. And I had her stimulate just a couple of those gallbladder points going down the line. Like I mentioned, the gallbladder 30 is always involved. Always, always, always. And it's right on the side of the butt there. If you just have them pressed there and it lights them up, it's gonna have a lot of pain. And you just focus on that point. And then you can go down the line, the leg, and look for those. Some of the side of the knee, you know, are usually a problem, one below the ankle. And it dropped it down about 75-80%. So it was, she was able to go to sleep and relax. And by the time she came in to see me the next day, you know, it was only about 20% left, and we got it to zero in about 10 minutes, you know? Wow. So that is okay. A great, great trick that people can do remotely on themselves. And it'll cost you about $10 and a laser pointer.
Wow. Okay. So we're talking about these red or green laser pointers that people use to, okay. And they're very low voltage, so they're completely safe. Although you wouldn't want to shine one
fancy,
directly.
Man. I got mine on Amazon for $15.
Okay. But you still wouldn't want to shine that directly into your eye, can use it on your body.
Yeah.
And then what I've been taught is that you always move it in a clockwise fashion.
So clockwise will add energy. Counterclockwise will take away energy. It's been my experience, and I've done this on probably 150, 200 people by now, and myself included. Most of the time, you're going to end up adding energy. And if you don't have the ability to muscle test, I would say just standard add energy to it, you know? And if you don't have the ability to like muscle test where those points are, you can just gently press around and do it gently, because if they're weak, if the energetic flow is not going through there, and that's the point you want to get, it's going to hurt. And the more it hurts, the weaker it is.
That's another great tip, because that's a way that we can self-test and know. It's almost like, you know, if it's weak and it's a little painful on the point that you're touching, then you know then that's the one area that you want to give some extra love and attention to.
Yeah.
So we go out on Amazon for $15. We buy one of these laser pointers. They're like 5 milliwatts. They're generally like between 600 and like 750 or 800 nanometer is the frequencies. So they're relatively benign. It's not like a regular laser, like a cold laser, that you have to worry that if you're using it for too long in one spot that you might actually hurt yourself.
No.
It's really simple, really attainable. Amazon will probably drop it at your door either the same day or the next day.
Right.
And then you can get started. And then you go on, if you have a smartphone or even on the internet, you can download this app that's called Points, right? And that's an acupuncture app. So you may have to, is that free or it's a little money?
It was like $50. They dropped it down last time I looked. So it was like $35.
Okay. So once again, less than $50, everybody that's listening, you can use your own intuitive sense and your body and learn some of these points that are instrumental for foundational health, and just go around and get liver points, get gallbladder points, get kidney points, support all those life systems that we all need in order for us to maintain optimal health. So for all of you out there that, you know, you're feeling, you're herxing and you're kind of in bed and you're kind of feeling like, oh my God, how am I going to get out of this one? To the other person that has, that is, you know, they have Lyme, they've been diagnosed, every so often it sticks its head out and, you know, kind of rocks your day and all that. So the optimal health person can stay on top of their game and get stronger by just using these simple techniques. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, thank you for sharing. Literally,
I mean, you really don't need anything fancy. This $5 cat toy right here.
Oh my God.
Someone would stop a full blown panic attack with this thing right here.
Wow. That's great to know. I love it. See, it doesn't have to cost a lot, and it doesn't have to, you know, like, it's not mind boggling stuff. These are things that you can do at home. Great, great tips.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, let's just bring this to a close. If there, are there any other little kind of tricks that you might want to share with us, you know, before, because I know your time is very valuable.
Well, I do have somebody coming in here in a couple minutes, but I do one quick thing that I literally have people come from all over the country to see me in St. Louis. And I would say the two things that bring them in the most, and the things that we do really most in the office, is energy correction work and detox. Okay. And detox can be physical, it can be mental, you know, chemical. One of the things we do regularly that brings people in really from all over is something called laser energetic detox that was taught to me by Dr. Lee Cowden, who developed it many, many years ago. And I've used this on kids with autism who will start looking their children in the eye for the very first time, like the next day. Dr. Cowden told me he's had kids who have never spoken a word, and then 2-3 days later, they're talking, right? I've done this on people with anaphylactic deadly allergies, severe asthma, outside, you know, seasonal allergies, things like that. I've done it for migraine headaches, you know, and again, not treating any of these things, but their symptoms are going away to zero. Okay. Someone who required an EpiPen not to die from eating a peanut doesn't need that anymore. And that's pretty significant since they're about $600 a piece, right?
Sure. But this technique that you're talking about, it's not invasive. Like, you're not drawing blood.
Oh, no.
These are non-invasive natural healing using light energy and knowing where to focus the vials and the things that you pick out to bring that healing energy to the person.
So I can scan their body using a bioresonance measurement tool. It takes about 2 hours for the scan because we're going to scan them for about 60,000 points in the body, everything from organ health to every type of toxin you can imagine, right? And we're going to find out which ones of those we want to target. And then I create 4 different homeopathic vials that I then push that laser through, and it fans that beam out. And then you can just sweep their whole body, right? And I've had, so I did this on a woman with migraines since she was about 13 years old. She was 41 at the time. We did some electrical correction work and dropped those in half. 48% of her days were migraines. Okay. And we got it down to like 15% of her days in a month. You know, I think it was just 2 sessions actually is what I did on her for electrical correction. And she kept a diary. So we know exactly how many days there were that were affecting her. And so I kept muscle testing her and it kept coming up a toxin problem. So I lasered her, laser detoxed her. And the next day she called me and told me there was this overwhelming smell of hair perm solution in her bathroom. And she has very straight hair. And I was like, well, did you get, you know, perms at some point? She's like, yeah, she hadn't had one since she was about 14 or 15 years old. This one was 41 at the time. So these chemicals, these, you know, fumes came out of her, were trapped in her body for 26 years. Okay. I've done this on people who were professional house painters. There's a paint smell that comes out on the next day. The young lady I was talking about with Lyme a few weeks ago, I lasered her and even that day, it didn't even take till the next day, but that afternoon, and she was walking around outside. So the smell must have been really, really strong. But she worked on a commercial farm using chemical fertilizers when she was young, you know. Her parents owned a farm and they had cows and pigs, lots of manure, right? So she told me about 3 hours after she left here.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
She kept smelling manure and chemical fertilizers, right? We're oozing out of her pores just a few hours later. And we did it with light.
Amazing. No, I love it. You know, cool. People listening, you know, they don't know about you. And that's why I'm so happy that we're able to talk today. They don't know that there are these simple techniques that you can use in gathering like natural, you know, nature forces like light and sound, you know, structured water, like the things that you're talking are primal for a foundation, for foundational health.
Yeah.
And also we forget, you know, we forget about all of our history that brings us to become symptomatic. So we want to tag it to Lyme per se, but Lyme could just be kind of like the portal that's bringing all of these environmental toxins, the things we've stored, our life journey before we got symptomatic with Lyme per se. And we just want to say it's Lyme. But, you know, even yourself, as you're describing in your own process of just releasing all of these things that are captured, it's really complex. And to unravel it could be as simple as using, you know, nature as you have through these simple devices that you've assembled in a certain special order and in, I guess, a certain amount of intensity, or like I call it, like it's the frequency and the sequencing, and then it's the dosing, knowing exactly what to do. And that's what makes you unique and a specialist in what you're doing. And by the way, for people that don't know about homeopathy, it's really capturing nature's frequencies and actually imprinting them into some kind of medium. Usually it's, you know, like distilled water, or there could be, like we use it in imprinting frequencies on holograms and so forth to keep the energy of the earth. Like in your case, you've captured different energies that you want to imprint into these vials. And that becomes the gateway or the portal to allow the releasing of all of these toxins and various different things that have been basically captured in our bodies. So, Right. Wow, amazing. Dr. Rankin Jr., you are an all-star, you're a rock star. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some of your wisdom and certainly some of your case studies. You guys out there with pain, you know, the Lyme loves to hide in your joints because it's a place where they can pull your body resources, and there's not a lot of blood flow there and a lot of oxygen. So they like to hide out there. So when you have joint pain, and it's generally the co-infections and the Lyme that's hiding out there. And so taking, you know, just using the laser light, using certain energies, using these acupuncture points, you can actually stimulate, bring the Lyme out of hiding. That might give your immune system an opportunity to go get them bad, go get the bad boys and rebalance your inner microbiome. It could be as simple as that. And right. You can do it. Thanks for the inspiration. Remember, you can get to Dr. Michelson or Dr. Michael Jr. at painfreelifestl@gmail.com if you want to email them, or painfreelifellc.com. That's the website, or Facebook, which has the same name, or you can just call them at 314-899-9535.
Yeah. Michelson. And Robbie, I would suggest, yeah. You know, listen, I realize I'm fully aware that some of the things I'm saying sound pretty crazy. And frankly, I don't believe that I would believe them if I weren't doing this stuff myself. Some of it, I don't. I just can't believe this stuff happened. So I started getting video testimonials for people. So go to the painfreelifellc.com, go to the media page, it'll bring you to the YouTube channel. There's dozens of testimonials on there. I tell this to people all the time because I am that skeptical person. I understand how hard this stuff is to believe. So don't believe me. Go and see if you believe them.
The true miracle in this part of the discussion and the end of our interview is us. we have such a great ability to heal. We just need to find direction. And we need practitioners like you to just turn on those light switches that have been turned off, give the body some direction, and then the body wants to heal. The body wants to get back on track. Everybody out there, this is a guy that you have to tune into. Dr. Michael Rankin Jr., thank you so much for joining us. You're amazing.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
And for your contribution to the Lyme community and to, you know, our campaign here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Robbie.
Hey, everybody, it's Robbie Bessner. Thanks so much for joining us today. Please share this content with anyone that you think might benefit from it. And we're looking forward to having you with us tomorrow for another great interview.